812, so of course, had to cut down 400 trees in California, as we were talking about, to get the space shuttle where it belonged. More news from NASA this morning. Astronauts pulled the old MacGyver in space on Wednesday.
What? Did they build a bomb out of duct tape?
Well,
and
almost. They fixed the $100 billion space station with the help of a $3 toothbrush.
Awesome.
$3? Can't you get them for like two for $3 if, you know, go to one of those pharmacies that are across the street from each other?
Well, how did they fix it?
Well, I'm about to tell you.
Just dying of
suspense.
Here
we go. The an electrical power unit affixed to the station needed replacing, but a stubborn bolt was malfunctioning. NASA engineers and astronauts Sunita Williams and Ahito Hoshide. Whatever happened to people named Young and Williams and stuff like that? Anyway, oh, there is one Williams. Okay. Anyway, ultimately they resolved the obstacle by attaching the toothbrush to a metal pole and cleaning out the socket of the sticky bolt.
Awesome.
So, I mean, you think about it, and of course, I don't know how long the pole was, but, and again, you're in space, you tied a pole, you tied a toothbrush to the end of a pole, and, I'm thinking it's kind of like scrubbing the battery cables to you, the terminals on your battery, maybe, and that's how they got that done.
Did they use some Coca-Cola?
Well, I'm thinking, did they squirt some WD-40 over there at it, you know?
Yeah, well, isn't it
going to
make,
space?
Well, yeah, wouldn't it be like floating?
I don't know, but I don't know if it was inside the space station or outside the space station. Maybe we can find out more when they get back.
Anyway. Sounds good.
Okay, that's Sean Smith, that other voice you heard from the City of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott.
Great, and you brought a guest with you?
Yes, sir. I brought our City of Bryan Special Events Coordinator, Gwen Schillings.
Gwen, how are you today?
I am great.
It's
thank
your opportunity
you.
To again play Jethro Trivia with us.
Oh,
you
yay.
Did this before, didn't you?
I did,
yeah.
And actually I was last on the totem pole, but okay. I did know that answer.
All right, we're going to give
awesome.
You a chance here. Here we go, and we'll let you answer first today.
Well, now that puts me in a spot.
Well, it does. There we go. See, she's going to brag about it, but now, yeah.
That's what I get.
That's it. All right, you
got
to take point on it this time. All right, so anyway, it's Jethro Trivia. It's our informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. Today, the AutoZone. Here's our question. A majority of luxury cars recently failed a test for what? Was it A, braking, B, crashing, C, braking, not like the first braking was stepping on the brakes, okay? C was like braking down, and then D, honking. A majority of luxury cars recently failed a test, A, braking, you know, stopping, and then B, crashing, C, braking meaning they didn't work, and D, honking. What's your answer?
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
E, pressure all song. Of the above.
Yeah, no, C, yeah, you can't do that.
Let's go with A.
A, braking as in stopping. Okay, Sean?
I'm going to go with braking as in not working.
Okay, that'd be C. Kat, it's you.
I'm a muscle car girl myself instead of a luxury, but I'm going to go with A, braking.
Okay. Well,
B-R-E-A-K.
Yeah, right, B-R-A. Oh, you mean braking like braking?
I mean, no. B-R-A-K-E.
Yeah, like stopping. Got
yeah,
it.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. I'm actually glad you work in radio. You don't have to spell. All right, you're all wrong. The answer is C, crashing.
Who tries to crash a luxury car?
Well, they don't. They crash them to see if they can survive it. An insurance trade group recently tested 11 mid-sized luxury cars simulating crashing into another car or a fixed object. Only 3 of the models passed the test.
Oh, well, wow. That's just tragic.
Yeah. That's scary.
And, of course, they didn't tell us which ones either passed or failed, but there you go. It's just
Just don't buy a luxury car.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Drive a Suburban.
Drive a Suburban or a truck.
They get out of the way right when they see a Suburban coming.
Especially if it's red.
Yeah, what's going on in the City of Bryan?
Well, I tell you what, you know why I'm here. It's Texas Red.
Yeah, it's that
all
time.
About Texas Red.
Right.
And, you know, we have totally filled in our cook-off teams this year. And our vendors are packed in. Deadline was last Friday, but I do have a waiting list now starting for our vendors. So they can certainly contact me, and I'll give you that information a little bit for that waiting list. Right now, we're really boosting those ticket sales. They'll start selling tomorrow. And we have locations here throughout the Bryan College Station area where you can go and pick up your tickets, or you can go to the Texas Reds website and purchase them online. The locations here in town is the Arts Council, Reedfield Meats, that's the one on Texas Avenue, LaSalle Hotel downtown, Producers Co-op, the Chamber of Commerce, Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Kroger in Bryan, and Parks and Recreation Office, and, of course, the Municipal Building and the Vital Statistics Office, first floor.
Okay, now when you're filled up, how many vendors do you anticipate having?
We're going to probably have over 50.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. In downtown Bryan, that's a big deal.
Yep. Yep. That is. So, now, how many stages are you going to have this year for entertainment?
We have three stages, and that counts the Palace Theater, which okay. will host our chef demonstrations and some other really fun things we're going to be doing in there. And also, we'll have a North stage that we bring in. Friday night, well, Rockefellers will be playing on that. And then, of course, all day Saturday, we'll have entertainment leading into Ruthie Foster.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have our main stage Friday and Saturday. Friday night, we'll have Texas Twisters opening for Texas Tornadoes.
Okay.
And then Saturday, we'll have Johnny Lee and the Urban Cowboy Band mm-hmm. opening for our Aggie Roger Kreger.
Yeah, very good. Now, the other thing is, now, were you going to bring us a list of vendors? I want a list of vendors like the week of the deal so we can, you know, talk about all the strange stuff.
You can actually find all those on the website.
They are listed on the website.
Good, okay, all right.
And we've got all kinds of great stuff.
Good.
Another really wonderful thing as far as vendors, the Arts Council is putting on a artist showcase, which they've done every year. But this year, instead of being inside 202, they're going to actually be out on 26th Street. We're talking close to 40 juried artists.
Right.
They're coming in from all over, not just Texas, but Colorado and all over the place. So we're real excited about that, and I think people are going to be pretty excited about it as well when they see it.
Getting you on the map, that's for sure. Okay, so now if they want some more information, the website to go to is?
TexasRedsFestival.com.
Okay, and again, the date will be?
October 12th and 13th.
All right, got it on the calendar. Thanks, Gwen. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Got anything else for us today?
Yes, I'd like to also remind everyone that the U.S. Navy Band Country Current is going to perform at the Palace Theater September 14th, and that is a free show. It's country and bluegrass,
mm-hmm.
and it's very family-friendly. Also, I'd like to let everyone know that this month of September is VIP month at the Bryan Animal Center. And that means all animals are half price.
Ah, okay.
Or close to half price.
All right. Be a VIP and get a friend at a good price. Huh?
Yeah, you get $50 to get you a dog, and it's microchipped and dewormed and all that good stuff.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with folks from Bryan on Thursdays on News Talk 1620.